Well, good morning. This is Ken Graham again here at the National Hurricane Center, right here in the operations area where all the hurricane specialists are behind me looking at the latest forecast on Hurricane Florence and other areas in the tropics. And let's look at the satellite first to get an update on Florence. Still looking very healthy with that eye right in the center of this system. Still a very large storm. The tropical storm force winds stretching out about 130 miles. But let's look elsewhere in the tropics. We're keeping an eye on all these systems here. Of course, we have Florence, but we also have Tropical Storm Isaac, Hurricane Helene. We got an area disturbed weather up in the Atlantic, and we're watching that area disturbed weather near the Yucatan slowly moving towards Texas with time, some rainfall there. So let's dive into the details and really look at Florence here. So really a little southward shift in that forecast. That's one of the bigger changes this morning, and also continuing to slow down, as you can see. Let's look at that track and compare it to what we had before. And we start approaching landfall at this location Friday, really early in the morning. But by Saturday, and you look into Sunday, still a very slow movement. But a little further south, we spent time yesterday talking about how those impacts can shift with time. So we do have that hurricane warning up for a large part of the coast, South Carolina, up to the North Carolina-Virginia border. And really what's going to happen here is the rainfall is another update that we have. So whenever you slow down these systems, the rainfall can be torrential. These tropical rains just sit. And look at this, 20 to 40 inches of rain, just a staggering catastrophic event. And stretching inland as well, not just the portions of the coast, but stretching inland through North Carolina. And just like yesterday, we were talking about the shifting, getting into South Carolina as well and Charlotte with these areas of 6 to 10, even 10 to 15 inches of rain. And as we know, there's a lot of terrain in some of these areas, so we can have some dangerous flash flooding. So these values have been working all night long at the Weather Prediction Center, really looking at these values and trying to hone them in with the system as the forecast changes. So dangerous flash flooding. And we're also looking at the storm surge as well. I mean, look at some of these values. Water, we've been talking about that through this whole event, water being the cause of many fatalities in these tropical systems. In fact, 90% is because of the water, both storm surge and the inland flooding. And you can see we do have storm surge warnings up for portions of the South Carolina coast up towards North Carolina. But look at some of these values. And what happens is the longer the storm sits there, the winds churn and keep pushing the water in. And actually, they can get further inland with time, with those winds lasting a long time. Some areas around Charleston, 2 to 4 feet, causing issues. And then as you get closer to the center and to the right side of the system, you get some of those higher values, 4 to 9 feet. In some areas around Wilmington up towards Jacksonville here, we get 9 to 13 feet, especially in those areas where the water gets trapped and piled up. And watch even further out to the right-hand side, 4 to even 9 feet in areas that we talked about yesterday approaching Greenville into North Carolina. So these are very dangerous situations with the water and the wind. And the longer the system sits and you have those high winds with the saturated soil, that means a lot of trees down, a lot of power outages. So preparedness is key here. Listen to those local officials and let's be safe. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center operations area.